Isaiah chapter 66. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house? Temple. That you build for me. And where is the place of my rest? Because all those things my hand has made, and all those things have been, says the Lord Jehovah. But to this man I will look, even to him who is poor and of a broken spirit, and trembles at my word. He who kills an ox is as if he murdered a man. He who sacrifices a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck, he who offers an offering, as if he offered swine's blood, he who burns incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yes, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight in. Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, you who tremble at his word, your brothers who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord Jehovah be glorified. But he will appear to your joy, and they will be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord Jehovah who renders payback to his enemies. Before she went into labor, she brought forth, before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Will the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or will a nation be born at once? Because as soon as Zion went into labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth, and not cause to bring forth? Says the Lord Jehovah. Shall I cause to bring forth, and shut the womb? Says your God. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her. That you may nurse, and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that you may draw milk out, and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles' nations, non-Jews, like a flowing stream. Then you will nurse, you will be carried upon her sides, and be bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord Jehovah will be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. Because, indeed, the Lord Jehovah will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. Because by fire and by his sword the Lord Jehovah will plead with all flesh, and those killed of the Lord Jehovah will be many. Those who sanctify themselves, and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, will be consumed together, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I know their works and their thoughts, it will come, that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they will come, and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those who escape of them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal, and Javan, to the islands afar off, who have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they will declare my glory among the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews. And they will bring all your brothers for an offering to the Lord Jehovah out of all nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord Jehovah. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, says the Lord Jehovah. Because as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will remain before me, says the Lord Jehovah. So will your offspring and your name remain. And it will come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath Saturday to another, all flesh will come to worship before me, says the Lord Jehovah. And they will go forth, and look upon the dead bodies of the men who have sinned against me. Because their worm will not die, neither will their fire be quenched, and they will be despised by all flesh.